Good evening. I think probably all of us have had the experience, particularly in giving gifts to children. That's one of the most exciting things I think we do. We love to give gifts to kids because we love the way they respond. But you know, it's interesting too, if you're at a child's birthday party or maybe Christmas morning and you've really worked hard to pick out that special gift. You give them that gift, and it's number 4 in line of 32. And they get and they whip it open, they look at it, they got this big smile, and they throw it down and go right to the next gift without ever, unless mom or dad corrects them, a lot of times they don't stop to say thank you. They don't even acknowledge you as the giver of the gift. And they surely don't take time to express it. You know, how do you feel when that happens with a child? You probably often, kind of overlook it because it was a child. But even then, sometimes it kind of hurts, you know. You really wanted them to think that was special. You were hoping their gift would be, you know, from you, would be like number 1 out of 32, or at least make the top 10 to get a thank you. Well, how do you feel when maybe that same thing happens, not with a child and a gift, but you do something for someone? Maybe it's at home and they don't say thank you. Maybe you're at work and you do a little extra and take something off your employee or fellow employee, or maybe help out the employer, and they just take it for granted, it seems. They never say anything, don't say thank you. Maybe you're in a store and somebody drops something and you pick it up and they just turn around and go the other way. Maybe you're on the road and you let somebody in a long line of traffic and not even a wave or acknowledgement of the hand. Seems they think they're maybe entitled, or maybe you're even fellowshipping with the believers, the local church, and you're doing something and they don't seem to appreciate it. You know, I think that in general, we would have to say, at least here, my experience in this part of the country, that that's not an ongoing, everyday, high percentage experience, but I do know that it is an experience that all of us at times have. You know, what is the natural and normal response for you when you do something nice for someone and they fail to express appreciation? You don't have to answer that out loud. It could be a number of things. It could be hurt. It could be anger. It could be frustration. It could be, who cares about you? It could be, well, don't expect me to do anything nice for you or maybe anybody else today, if that's the way you're going to treat me. But then what do you think should be your response? As you contemplate that answer, I want us to look together at a couple of verses in Luke chapter 6. This would be a parallel passage to the Sermon on the Mount that we have in the book of Matthew. And here, whether it was the same time or possibly another time, the Lord Jesus again gives some similar beatitudes, not exactly the same ones, beginning down in verse 20. But we want to jump in verse 27, and particularly look at verses 35 and 36. But I want us to get the context here, because they really all tie together, even though we're just going to be looking at one particular thought tonight. But Luke 6 and verse 27, the Lord Jesus speaking, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, and bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For He is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful." Again, there, that last sentence in verse 35, "For He is kind to the unthankful and evil." Just four really quick kind of thoughts here. First, I just want to point out, in the context of this, we have a relationship emphasized. Notice the relationship there in verse 35. He is speaking regarding those who will be sons of the Most High. The Most High, of course, speaking of God, being God. He is the Most High, an excellent way to describe Him from the lips of the Lord Jesus. And He speaks about those who respond a certain way. Not that that's how we become sons of the Most High, but that's the evidence, one of the evidences of a child of God. And then there in verse 36, He emphasizes that same relationship. He calls God your Father, just as your Father. So it's the context of a family, and particularly that parent-child relationship. Every parent and every child have a particular dynamic in that relationship. And some are good and some are bad and most are in between. But we can relate to that, the idea of God being our Father. And of course, when we think in our own relationship, in our own families, we see the parent modeling and the parent teaching. And of course, we hope to see the child learning and the child following, the child imitating the model of the parent, if the model is a good model. And of course, here we're speaking of God, the perfect model, and the idea that the child of God will reflect the character of his or her father. We look at each other, and if you know the parent of the child, if you know the parent of the adult, you might see some similarities, maybe physically, but oftentimes mannerisms. I know whose son that is. I know whose daughter that is. I can tell the resemblance. We should see that. We have a relationship emphasized. And then we have an animosity summarized. The unthankful and evil. That's somewhat, it seems to me, a summary of everybody he's described, starting back in verse 27, where he speaks of enemies, of those who hate you, who curse you, who spitefully use you, strike you on the cheek, who take away your cloak, who ask from you, not desiring to give it back, in the same way with lending. So all of those folks are kind of summarized, it seems to me, in this idea of the unthankful and evil. It's not literally the unthankful and the evil. It's not separating them. It's the unthankful and evil. And we're focusing a little bit more on the unthankful tonight. You know, you think about those people who treat you like that. And maybe they're treating you like that even though you have treated them with kindness and love and gentleness. Maybe you've been generous to them, you've given to them, and now they're responding to you in a way that can only be described as animosity, at least in your mind, and that's the way you take it. You feel like people maybe are taking advantage of you. Maybe just that one person, that one guy at work, that one lady in the neighborhood, that one clerk in the store, that one person in your family, they take advantage of you. They don't appreciate you. They take you for granted. Animosity, all summarized in this idea of the unthankful and evil. And then we have a response epitomized. The epitome of the perfect response to the person who is unthankful. We have it in our Lord. What does it say there at the end of verse 36? He is kind. He is kind. Who's He kind to? The unthankful and the evil. Verse 36, we read that your Father also is merciful. How does your Heavenly Father handle these situations? What can you learn from watching Him respond? Not only in what he says, you know, you could say, well, hey, Mark, you're up there talking a pretty good talk about how we should respond, but how do you do it? How does God talk about it? We see how he talks about it, but we also see how he does it, how he responds when people are unthankful to him. We see he's kind to ungrateful people. He's merciful. He has compassion on people who hate him and who curse him, who despitefully use him, who strike out at him, who steal from him, who beg from him, who borrow from him with no intention of paying back the loan. A response epitomized, and finally, a principle exercise. A principle. What's the principle here? The principle is that God would have us be like He is if we're His children. Not just having a ticket to heaven, not just knowing that our sins are forgiven, but living out in life this very principle of the life of the Lord Jesus, the life of God expressed in visible form while the Lord Jesus, God the Son, was on the earth. The principle exercised, therefore, be merciful. As a born from above and adopted child of God, how should we respond? Well, I want to suggest that we're going to either respond, we're going to respond like our Father is how I guess we should respond, right? The Lord Jesus told the Pharisees, you're of your father the devil. Now, we'll get to that in a minute, so I don't want to jump ahead of myself here. But how? You know, you could say, well, that's great, Mark. You tell us just to do it, just to respond like that, to be kind to those who are unthankful, just to be merciful. That's great. We appreciate the exhortation, but how do you do that? Just a couple of helpful thoughts, helpful for me. I hope they'll be helpful for you. First of all, look in the mirror. Am I ever ungrateful to anybody? Don't answer that, Kim. Am I ever ungrateful to anybody? You know, we probably can see times in our own lives when we're ungrateful to others. But you know what really convicts me is my ungratefulness to God. That I take for granted that I'm like the nine lepers of the 10 who were healed. They didn't come back. And you know what? Maybe they were thankful. I've got a feeling they were. I think every one of those 10 lepers were very thankful, but only one came back to express it. So I'm not saying that I'm unthankful for what God does for me, but do I forget to express that to Him? I would say He counts that as unthankfulness. I don't need to tell her I appreciate. She knows that. She knows I appreciate what she does for me. We could say the same thing about God, but do we take that for granted? Secondly, maybe I need to consider their perspective. Maybe sometimes, I'm not excusing their ungratefulness, but maybe there's more to their ungratefulness than meets my eye. You know, I was telling Kim I was struggling between sharing on this verse in Luke 6, and there's a verse in Exodus 6 that has been on my mind, and I thought this afternoon, wow, this really fits in here. It's Exodus 6 and verse 9, and God is telling Moses what to tell the children of Israel when they are having to now make bricks without straw because Moses has come in. What a wonderful deliverer! He's come in and talked to Pharaoh, and now Moses even says to God, God, you're making it worse, you know. Or you're not making it worse, but it's getting worse. I'm supposed to be the deliverer. What's going on here? And we read that God told him what to tell the children of Israel. And here's what Exodus 6, 9 says. So Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not heed Moses because of anguish of spirit and of cruel bondage. They couldn't hear it. Because all they were under, all they were going through, the heaviness of the load and the burden, they weren't able to hear even the words of God spoken through the servant of God. I'm not excusing them from hearing it, but that was the reason they couldn't hear it. They couldn't respond. Sometimes maybe that person is under more than you have any idea. Maybe they're struggling. Maybe it's going on in their mind and their heart and their spirit. And maybe that's why they're ungrateful. And again, I'm not excusing ungratefulness in any way. But you know, we're to be kind to that person. It's a lot easier to be kind to them if I'm thinking, you know, maybe there's a reason that they're being ungrateful. Maybe easier for me to be merciful, to have compassion on them. And then something that Kim's been reminding me of later, number three, you know, I need to die to myself. I need to humble myself before God and before them. I need to be yielding to the Spirit of God to allow Him to transform me into the image of His Son. What does Romans 8 tell us? Well, that's what God is doing. He's making a bunch of people like the Lord Jesus. He's shaping us. So I need to get out of the way. And it's not about them being thankful to me. It's not about whether you're thankful or not to me, Jason. Doesn't matter, really. I mean, it's good for you to be thankful to me, but I shouldn't care about it. I mean, if you're unthankful, well, that's okay. You know, I don't deserve it. I mean, it's not, who am I? It's all God's grace. Die to self. And then finally, just to seek to embrace an eternal perspective. You know, I'm reminded from the verses we read that our Father is going to reward us. He's going to reward us. But we read that in verse 35. Your reward will be great. But it might not be here. It might not be in the form of that person thanking you and expressing appreciation and telling you, in essence, what is it? I want to hear how wonderful I am, right? Tell me how wonderful I am, but I did something for you. I mean, just come on and say it. I'm trying to, you know, I need to look. You know, what's God say? God says, I'm going to take care of that. I'm going to reward you. I'm going to give you a thank you that's going to be way beyond anything they're going to give you. We shouldn't be surprised. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 and 2. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come and men will be... Got a whole lot of things there, but number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the list, unthankful. We shouldn't be surprised. We're living in a culture, it's just going to get worse and worse. People are going to get more and more unthankful. We need to be a thankful people, thanking the Lord primarily, but thanking others. We should be known by that. We should stand out. Wow, that person is really expressing appreciation. Man, you might even really get wild and crazy like Sonny Apple and put a dollar in a track and give it to the person cleaning up somewhere that doesn't even expect a tip, you know. Was he saying, thank you. Thank you. That strikes people. That speaks to people. So be merciful. Be kind, even to those who are unthankful. Remember that sometimes I'm unthankful. Know that maybe there's a reason that's feeding their unthankfulness. Die to myself that I don't need that. I don't look for a thank. And then embrace that eternal perspective that I'm going to get a thank you one day. Well done, good and faithful servant, for saying thank you and for doing for others with no expectation of return. Not only in lending, but in doing anything that I don't expect thanks. Now, if you get it, don't turn it down, all right? No, don't tell me that. I want to hear it because I want to get into heaven. Stop that. No, God, He knows our hearts. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening tonight. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for blessing us with your presence here as we come and sung and shared our needs and brought them to you. And Lord, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for your grace, your kindness. Father, we think that there was a time in our lives when we didn't know you. Such were some of us. At one time, we also were, Father, we've spent enough of the time of our lives, too much of the time of our lives doing the will of the Gentiles. Father, we want to be a different people. We want to live out the life of the Lord Jesus. We can't do that in our own strength, but your Holy Spirit, who indwells us, He is able and willing. And Father, help us to remember to get out of the way and help us not to be so concerned about our rights here, but rather to allow you to bless us in your way, in your time. We thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. May the Lord encourage you.